Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. 2 Corinthians. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobate. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Romans. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. John. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Behold, thou art made whole. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Until the fact concerning error, namely its nothingness, appears, the moral demand will not be met, and the ability to make nothing of error will be wanting. You uncover sin not in order to injure, but in order to bless the corporeal man, and a right motive has its reward. Jesus uncovered and rebuked sin before he cast it out. Scientific translation of mortal mind. First degree, depravity. Physical. Evil beliefs, passions and appetites. Fear. Depraved will. Self-justification. Pride. Envy. Deceit. Hatred. Revenge. Sin. Sickness. Disease. Death. Expose and denounce the claims of evil and disease in all their forms, but realize no reality in them. To put down the claim of sin, you must detect it. Remove the mask, point out the illusion, and thus get the victory over sin, and so prove its unreality. It is difficult for the sinner to accept divine science because science exposes his nothingness. But the sooner error is reduced to its native nothingness, the sooner man's great reality will appear and his genuine being will be understood. We should examine ourselves and learn what is the affection and purpose of the heart. For in this way only can we learn what we honestly are. Matthew. Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Mark. And he called unto him the 12, and they went out and preached that men should repent. Luke. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, "Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. 2 Corinthians. Though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Acts. Repent ye therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Science and health. Every pang of repentance and suffering, every effort for reform, every good thought and deed will help us to understand Jesus' atonement for sin and aid its efficacy. But if the sinner continues to pray and repent, sin and be sorry, he has little part in the atonement, in the at-one-ment with God, for he lacks the practical repentance which reforms the heart and enables man to do the will of wisdom. Reform comes by understanding that there is no abiding pleasure in evil, and also by gaining an affection for good, according to science, which reveals the immortal fact that neither pleasure nor pain, appetite nor passion, can exist in or of matter, While divine mind can and does destroy the false beliefs of pleasure, pain, or fear, and all the sinful appetites of the human mind. Scientific translation of mortal mind, second degree, evil beliefs disappearing, moral, humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. Only those who repent of sin and forsake the unreal can fully understand the unreality of evil. Proverbs: If thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou find the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Luke. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding. Matthew. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. 1 Corinthians, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 John, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Psalm, be still and know that I am God. Science and Health. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. Christian Science destroys material beliefs through the understanding of spirit, and the thoroughness of this work determines health. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. In proportion to our understanding of Christian Science, we are freed from the belief of heredity, of mind in matter or animal magnetism, and we disarm sin of its imaginary power in proportion to our spiritual understanding of the status of immortal being. Material sense never helps mortals to understand spirit, God. Through spiritual sense only, man comprehends and loves deity. The way through which immortality and life are learned is not ecclesiastical, but Christian. Not human, but divine. Not physical, but metaphysical. Not material, but scientifically spiritual. Truth has furnished the key to the kingdom, and with this key, Christian Science has opened the door of the human understanding. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. Spirit imparts the understanding which uplifts consciousness and leads into all truth. Scientific translation of mortal mind, third degree, understanding. Spiritual, wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. The understanding of truth and love, the principle which works out the ends of eternal good and destroys both faith in evil and the practice of evil, leads to the discernment of the divine idea. The Christ-like understanding of scientific being and divine healing includes a perfect principle and idea, perfect God and perfect man, as the basis of thought and demonstration. The divine understanding reigns, is all, and there is no other consciousness.